Hold on, girl. Let me take this. Hold on. Hello? You ain't gotta like me, but you gonna like what I have to say. Welcome. Thank you guys so much for tuning into my Clear the Air / anniversary episode. It's your girl, Margaret, as always. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, pressing play, subscribing, following, fast-forwarding, rewinding back, because we know you always missing some shit, okay? Either way, I definitely appreciate the love and support. Can you motherfuckers believe it's been 2 years? 2 whole damn years since I started this podcast. I just want to first just get out the gate and just say thank you. Like, to everybody that supports, to everybody that donates, to everybody that presses play, to everybody just fucking shares, who listens, who taps in, especially on Anchor, you know, and hits me up, and even on Snapchat. I mean, I know I haven't been on Snapchat in a minute, but y'all still hit me up. I'm just so grateful. And I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you guys so much. It just means everything to me, you know. Overall, you know, when I first started my podcast, I started with an Apple headphone and my phone, and I literally recorded from my phone in my bedroom. Nothing special, nothing major, just on that motherfucker venting. I mean, there was no editing, there was no breath control, it was just go. And in me doing that, especially for the first couple of episodes, I was able to hit the iTunes charts. I remember I actually charted at 177 on the top 200 for comedy. And then a month later, when I finally got my mic, and then I decided to put in a little work with my editing, that's when I charted at 157. And it's just crazy to me because coming from a space where I've always been like a black sheep, a rebel, misunderstood, I'm just always forever grateful that I can come onto a space like this and be myself, and they really just fuck with me. And I just want to take the time again just to say thank you guys so much for just supporting me, allowing me to be myself, and just really being patient as well, because I know it hasn't been what it used to be. And, you know, I'm evolving in my journey, and I just really am grateful that people just still tap in whenever I do drop. People still check in. People are actually supporting other areas of my life. So I'm just forever grateful. As some of you guys have known, I shared this before on my podcast, but when I first started my podcast, I had about 10 subscribers, and they were close friends and family. And actually, I was sharing a lot on my podcast on my personal page with people that I went to school with in like fifth grade. And, you know, they weren't supportive. My Facebook friends, they weren't supportive. Ultimately, I created my own IG account called SipC at the Bodega. And I went hard with my Snapchat fam. And I realized that a group of strangers were the one that actually helped me take off. Not my friends, not my family. You know, not, it's not to say like my friends ain't listen, because trust me, my friends did help. But the majority of why I'm in the place that I'm in now and the position I'm in now is because of people I don't know. And I'm just so grateful. There's two people I actually do want to shout out before I get into the Clear the Air episode. One person I want to shout out is a guy named Adrian. He actually went ahead back on Snapchat. This was years ago. If y'all remember me from my Snapchat days, I used to always go on these rants where I used to drag people. And he's the one that actually planted the seed on getting a podcast. And I was like, nah, I'm not doing that. And he's like, why not? And then after losing my mother, I asked him, I said, what was that shit you was talking about again? And, you know, he sat there and he pretty much gave me the ins and outs of podcasting. So I'm just forever grateful for that. That, you know, to have somebody even see my gift before I could see it and just put me in a direction and a space to be here. I mean, I'm just grateful for that. The next person I definitely want to thank for sure is actually Tasha. And Tasha has a really awesome playlist that she actually put my music on, alongside with Nate as well. I'm almost going to forget that too. And I'm just forever grateful for that too. Like, just to have two people that, you know, I've actually met Tasha in person. Actually, I did. But before, I did not know her in person. And Nate as well, I've never met him. He's actually over in the UK. Anyway, at the end of the day, I'm just so grateful for these two people that have put my music on playlists, who have actually like just really used their platform to share my stuff and to help me take off. Because of them, and of course everyone else as well, but because of them and their exposure and shit, like, they've actually helped my music really be played a lot. I mean, everybody else has helped too, don't get it twisted, but I'm just forever grateful that people even, you know, have these spaces, have these playlists, and they choose to help me without no strings attached. It's just because they really fuck with me and they really love what I do. And so I just wanted to get on here real quick and say thank you. So that's that. So for my Clear episode, I thought I'd just go ahead and kind of give you guys an update as to what's been going on with me, you know, rant about some things. Now, if you are new to the podcast or if you forgot because it's been a minute, these are my thoughts and sentiments. And if you don't like them, you don't have to press play. I'm not here to convince nobody, okay, or change their perspective. I'm just here to share my motherfucking gems, and that's tea, okay? So I think for me, what I wanted to talk about, which has been really significant for me in closing out these chapters and my journey, has been friendships. And eventually, I do want to get back on here, and I do want to create like a friendship episode, because believe it or not, I have a few people that I've sat in conversations with, like, are you going to do another episode about this? And I'm like, I should. But today, I just wanted to take some time and space just to vent and, you know, tell it like it is. Now, one thing for me that I've been coming to a space of realizing is that obviously, I think, and this is, everybody kind of knows this because your mama done said it, not everybody's your friend. But more importantly, what has really sat with me a lot in my journey is that I'm actually being more aware, not only to that not everybody's your friend, but your friends are who you attract. And depending on the vibration you're on, depending on the chapter you're on, you're gonna attract a group of friends. Now, it's not to say that if I'm on some low vibrational shit, or maybe I'm going through a certain cycle, that these people have to go. 9 times out of 10, they gotta go. But it's not to say that, because I am a firm believer that we all can evolve. I am a firm believer that we all can grow. And, you know, sometimes we do meet people on this journey, you know, even when we're on some low vibrational shit, that they're ascending just like us. And we actually both get to go to the next chapter. That's beautiful and that's amazing. Now, is that always going to be the case? Probably not. So for me, over the last 7-8 months, I want to say, I've gone through various friendships and, you know, trust me, hard lessons on just understanding my boundaries and my value. And it really didn't dawn on me until earlier this year when I went through, you know, my heartbreak that you guys know of, and I've been healing from that. And then more importantly, just elevating in my spiritual journey that, you know, I've told myself already, like, you've gone through certain things and situations now that's pertaining to your value and your boundaries. And going forward, when you create these spaces with people, friends, family, lovers, you have to stand in those boundaries and you have to stand in those and you have to stand in your value. A lot of times we can preach about what our value is, but a lot of us have a hard time with standing in it. So I actually was involved in a friendship where I really wholeheartedly thought like this person was my friend. And it's crazy because I actually went through this cycle probably about 2 years ago. And I won't even get into that space of it because that's done. I do know one thing, universe will definitely allow you to go through some shit again to show you, like, did you learn? Often, too, we will encounter certain situations, circumstances that don't even appear to be the same damn lesson. It's not until, you know what I mean, you take off the sheep's clothing and it reveals the wolf, and then you kind of see what it really is. So I was actually in a friendship with somebody and that I eventually had to just cut ties with. I actually had to cut ties with this person recently. And the thing that really, really bothered me, but then it didn't bother me because it's on me at the end of the day, was that I found myself in a situation, circumstance again, where I was dealing with, one, a narcissist, and two, I was dealing with a person that I was overpouring, overgiving, but they lacked reciprocity. And here's the thing, anybody that knows me on a personal level, and even outside of this, I think whoever follows me too, they kind of see, I'm a very supportive person. And I also am aware that I love to love. I love to give. I love to support. My problem is, and this has been years in the making of trying to figure out, is sometimes I don't have the correct application. And actually somebody really dope last year kind of taught me this, a friend of mine. And he was the one that said, you know, your problem isn't over loving and over giving, it's just your application. And so this is something I have been trying to work at and understand and quote unquote perfect, although nothing is perfect, but that's what I've been trying to do. Anyway, so I ended up already earlier this year cutting ties with a friend because she did some gaslighting thing, and I don't play those games. Like, I already told myself, with all people involved in my life, you get one opportunity. That's it. I don't have time for the second opportunity, the third opportunity. I think I've been through the ringer in the last 2 years in matters of love and friendships that I'm like, I'm done off. I don't got two in me. I got one, and that's it. So with that said, I was in a friendship with someone where I wholeheartedly supported this person. It wasn't until like last year I started to realize that, you know, this person wasn't sharing me. This person wasn't being as supportive. Like, it would be very like in and out energy with this person and their support, but I don't do support because I expect support, you know? But I think the part that started to bother me was that this person began to act entitled to my support. Because when somebody starts to, like, for example, force me to post things or tag me every fucking day in something they're doing, I have to take a step back and ask myself, like, why are they doing this? You know, like, in the beginning, when I'm supporting you, it's because genuinely whatever you're doing, I fuck with. You know, and don't get it twisted. Like, if I'm your friend and I really don't fuck with what you're doing, I don't have to fuck with what you're doing. And a lot of us really misconstrue that too. Like, where we have friends and we think our friends are supposed to or obligated to support us. No, they're not. You know what I mean? I think it's amazing if you can, but I mean, I am the kind of person, for example, that if I really don't fuck with it and it's really not up my lane, I'm not going to support it. Now, on the flip side, don't get it twisted. There are certain things that my friends do that I'm just like, this is not really my alley, but I do see them working really hard and I do feel like they maybe need that push and I will support it. You understand? But when somebody puts me into a space where they start to make me feel like I'm obligated to support them, then I have to analyze as a whole, like, okay, what's going on here? And so when I took a step back, you know, and I started to peep shit, I started to realize, like, wow, this motherfucker here hasn't really been as supportive as I've been. But yet you're tagging me every day in your shit. But the thing is, what I started to realize was this person, every time I would share them, they would get, you know, more followers, they would get more engagement. And, you know, my account started to grow more. So they wanted to continue to have me utilize my platform to get them the access, all while, what are you bringing to the table? Not to say, like, here's what's tea. And I want to be clear here. I mean, I support friends, whether you're small, big, etc. You know what I mean? But when I start to look at somebody trying to get clout off of my shit that I'm working hard for, I'm gonna have to go back and look at your stats and say, well, what does your channel or what does your platform do for me? Because you tagging me every fucking day because you want some clout. Can I even get clout off of you if I was doing the clout game? You know what I mean? So eventually what I ended up doing was, y'all, I ended up starting to pull back my support. What was crazy to me though was that at first when I noticed the person wasn't supporting me, I thought maybe it's because of my content and because they were in a different lane than me. Although the reason why I was drawn to their lane was because I was very interested in what they did. And honestly, I was actually participating in their lane too. So the thing about it was that for me though, whatever craft that they were doing, that specific lane, it just wasn't something I've mastered at, or it wasn't something I was super vocal about, because I was just still practicing. Long story short, eventually I started to peep that, you know, this person began to make friends with a bigger account that was in the same lane as her, but also kind of did like music like me. And, you know, this friend began to like really support everything this person did. I mean, I'm talking about the person went live, the person did music. She was supporting everything. And I was like, okay, so obviously your channel does support anything. It doesn't just support the lane you're doing. But then I came to the realization that it was because this person had more followers. So I then started to piece it together, like, okay, so now I'm dealing with a friend that's here for clout. So that was that. Outside of that though, eventually I started to then also realize too that when I would have conversations with this person, like, this person will literally take control of every scenario. Everything was about this person. The conversation, even if you sat there and you gave, you know, your input or what you're going through, this person will find a relatable story for them, or this person would just dismiss everything. And it got to the point where I started getting really tired and I really started pulling back my energy because ultimately it was exhausting. Like, this person would reach out to me, ask for advice, even ask me to pull cards for them, and then would fight me on my cards, would fight me on my advice. And I'm just like, well, then figure your own shit out. You know what I mean? It's fucking tiring. So ultimately, you know, I got to a space where, as you guys know, I am a reader. And I've been doing actually card pulling for like almost 2 years now. You know, long story short, I decided to launch my Patreon account. And prior to me launching my Patreon account, you know, I decided to reach out to this person and say, yo, I'm doing this Patreon account. Here's what, you know, what I'm doing. And it was like crickets. And this motherfucker didn't clap. This motherfucker didn't cheer me on. If anything, this motherfucker tried to say, oh yeah, I gotta do that too. And that's what I was supposed to be doing too. And it's just like, okay, that's where you at. When I dropped my cover art announcing me going into tarot reading, this person didn't share it. When I dropped my Patreon, this person didn't share it. It started getting to a space where I started to feel the hating ass energy. You know what I mean? Like, it literally was like every time I was talking about something I'm doing, this person just was silent or was just on some real, like, just, I don't know how to explain it, y'all. Like, just evil eye, hating ass shit. Like, it just, I don't know how to break it down any further. But ultimately, it got to a space where I had to really pull back all my energy because, for starters, like, I have to stay aware when I start to go into a certain lane. Even if my friends are doing this lane and if they're not being as supportive as I've been to them in their lane, you know, or even outside of their lane, you know, I have to look at that, you know. But more importantly, like, I also have to be aware that if I'm sharing my victories and I hear people being quiet and you're supposed to be in my tribe, you're not for me. And with this person in particular, even though they used to say I'm their sis and they would sit there and say that they support me, they love me, I didn't feel that at all. You know, when I got with my other peoples and I was telling them what I was doing, it was always love and light and support. You know, like, for example, and if you guys follow me on IG, like, my boy Ant has a spiritual group. That's how I met him. That's like my best friend. That's my brother. And when I do music, like, he, back in the days, he went to school for graphic design and he does all my graphics. You know what I mean? And for free. And I don't even ask him. He just came out one day, was like, do this. You know, when I share that I'm doing something, he's like, do that shit. You know, and I'm the same way. And, you know, the point I'm trying to get at is this, is that this is not the first time I've been in a space with someone where I decide to step into their lane and they're threatened by me. More importantly, this is not the first rodeo where I've been in a space with friends that lack reciprocity. But this is my first time, though, I will be real, where I dealt with an actual fucking undercover hater. Because this person, literally through and through, was fucking hating the whole way through. There was zero love and light. And, you know, it's on me at the end of the day. I'm just being real. You know, there were a lot of times where this person will act like they do love and support me, but it turned out they didn't. And the part that really wakened me up to this person's bullshit was actually last year. You know, and I think this is a lesson for all of us. A lot of people will wear masks. And if you tapped into the mask off episode, you have to understand that mask eventually, it's a hard thing to keep up with. And this person in the beginning did wear this beautiful mask to pretend like they loved me, they supported me, but eventually she couldn't keep up with her mask. And this is just a lesson for all of us where your light is so bright that eventually these people that wear these masks and they are insecure within themselves, they're gonna fold. They're gonna start to show their real colors because they can't handle your light. And it's not to say this, and I'm not trying to come across like I'm feeling myself, but this is some shit I had to sit down and realize, because eventually when I start to share my victories and I'm just up, I'm going up. And the funny thing is like, I be out here giving motherfuckers gems on how they can go and get up too. Don't get it twisted. You know what I mean? But I'm also too focusing on me and going up. And eventually it got to a space where it's just recognizable that you're fucking mad. You know, and because you're wearing a mask, at first you were acting like you could be in the room with me and you can stay comfortable and you can handle my light. But then when my light started shining real bright and then your shit is not bright, it starts to show. So what do? I pull back my energy. You don't get the same effort out of me. You don't get the same energy out of me. And then ultimately it was like, you have to eventually just starve people like that. And then it got to a space where finally I just was like, yo, I'm good. Like, I need space and I'm good. And in turn, then this person decides to create a fake account, multiple, Also, I learned that this person was watching me from another account. And, you know, the person decided to make a fake account called Sips Thai at the Bodega. You know, I don't know what's her end game. I don't know what's her problem. But it's like, bitch, all that energy you do to watch me from your multiple accounts and creating these fake accounts, you could put that into your own business, you know? And shout out to my boy, because my boy, you know, basically had called the bitch out on it. And, you know, she already exposed herself to what it was. And she tried to flip the script like, I give a fuck. And, you know, I just want to be clear here. And I don't care how anybody takes this shit, because I said this shit the last couple episodes, and I'm going to say this again. Do you see my account? Okay, I am up, period. I don't have interest in this planet to stalk, to watch, to check for the next motherfucker. I have so many fucking things going on in my life, and they're good things. I have so many different businesses, so many creative avenues. Like, why the fuck would I be pressed about somebody who is a fucking hater? Somebody that don't support me. Somebody that don't fuck with me. Somebody that basically is crossing me. Why? Why would I be pressed? That don't even make sense. And, you know, I only get on here because I know I'm not the only one that goes through shit like this, but this is a prime fucking example where you need to align yourself with people who can handle your light and whose light is just as bright or brighter than yours, period. Because I'm done dealing with these dim lit motherfuckers. I am so done with dealing with people who are in dark spaces, who are insecure, who are unmotivated, who are big mad because you can do it better. I'm done. I'm about done with that shit. I'm not saving no more hoes, you know? And I'm at a space now where it's like, I'm cool with my friends who are up and coming and who just need that push, you know what I mean? That's different. But y'all dark motherfuckers, you know, y'all pessimistic motherfuckers, y'all victim mindset motherfuckers, nah, y'all gonna stay to the left. Y'all on the bench, I'm good. Don't come in my space. I have no time. And I won't hold you. It was hurtful at first, like, to really see how a person can be so fucking conniving and jealous. But then I'm like, it's part of the game. I'm fucking up. And I mean, whether anybody likes it or not, I mean this to anybody that's ever fucking been my friend, anybody that's ever fucking loved me, anybody that's ever fucking crossed me, I'm up. And I'm still going up. And I mean, the shit that I got going on this year, I'm gonna be real big up. So y'all might as well just get used to it. Because at this stage of the game, I'm not stopping. And ain't nobody stopping me. And can nothing stop me. And it's like, motherfuckers will make these accounts and they think because they're stalking me. Or they think because they're making, you know, they're imitating my fucking captions and my pictures. Like, you think you're bothering me? You don't think niggas know who the real Sipsy at the Bodega is? Like, you're a clown. And it's like, I get it. Like, people are trying to get under my skin. But that just makes me understand and know, like, I'm doing something right. Like, goddamn. And I'm on my way to a blue check. Because if y'all out here impersonating me, like, goddamn, I'm about to go get verified. You don't think all them people that reported you, and when I go to submit my verification, you don't think I'm gonna show IG, like, look, they making these fake profiles about me. Look at all these reports we got, and we might as well go get a blue check. Y'all fucking stupid. But yeah, you know, and it's just so important, I feel like, for us to understand that you're going to encounter people who wear a mask, who pretend like they support you. They're going to pretend like they love your light, but they can't handle your light. And that's fine. I'm fine with that. Like, yo, I've said this on my live. I said this in my shadow meeting with people. I've said this in my readings. I said this in general. I am perfectly okay with being alone because I have zero time, zero patience, zero energy to deal with motherfuckers who can't handle me and my nature, period. And I'm not gonna alter who I am. I'm in a space now where I love who I am. I love who I've become. And other motherfuckers love it too. What I noticed was that I was most unhappy when I had to dim my light or alter my approach or who I am as a person to make other people comfortable. I have no interest in making a motherfucker comfortable. It's either you fuck with it or not. And I think a lot of us don't even realize this. And I'm being real here. When you create these spaces with people who are your friends, quote unquote, or not your friends, whatever they are, we create these spaces like people don't realize that we all have a choice here. If you can't handle my fucking light or you can't handle me, my nature, get the fuck out. You don't gotta stay. That undercover being my friend shit and nah. The other part of it too is that be mindful too that as you glow up and niggas start to see like, oh shit, you're shining, you're doing shit. Yeah, they're gonna latch onto you. That's that vampire shit. Because ultimately, the only reason why she decided to still share space with me was because she was getting fucking followers out of me. That's just all it was. It was a clout thing. There was no love in that shit. You couldn't even handle me in my fucking nature. You couldn't even support me when I stepped into your lane. And that's a whole other scenario. And this ain't the first time where I go into somebody's lane and they feel a fucking way because I do it better than them. And that's personal. Just is what it is. I will sit here through and through. Anybody that's doing something, support them and show them like, yo, why don't you do this to elevate? Why don't you do this to grow? All that. And then some. And then when I decide to finally step in their lane, they fucking mad. But what's crazy is that I step into multiple lanes where I don't always fucking win. But I'm not sitting here mad at my friend because they're more successful in a lane I try to attempt and I can't attempt it. The fuck? Like, y'all motherfuckers is weird on everything. Overall, though, I'm going to do whatever the fuck my spirit says to do. Shit, if I want to sit here and I want to go play the piano and learn that shit, I'm going to go learn that shit. And if I end up being fucking amazing, I'm going to be amazing. That's personal if you don't like it. The thing is this. Us as a community, we need to get away from the mindset of this crabs in a barrel or this comparison or this hate and shit. Like, there's enough fucking money on the table for everybody. It's just if you want to go make it or not. But at the end of the day, here's what's tea. And I'm just keeping it a stack here. When I meet certain individuals, you're in the space that you're in because you've been there. Now, if you meet me in a certain space where I already have a following or I already have a listening base, whatever it is, why the fuck are you mad at me? And, you know, this is not the first time, and it just gets on my nerves because I think a lot of people sleep on me. And I don't give a fuck. I'm going to say this shit because I fucking worked hard. We on the 2-year anniversary. Anybody that's been really following this podcast, they fucking know. I make money on this podcast to the point that I don't have to frequently drop. But when I fucking drop, I fucking make money. And I still don't understand to this day why these new motherfuckers come in, or even old people, when they wake up and they start to really pay attention to, oh my God, look at her. Why do y'all get so fucking confused? This is 2 years of doing this shit. 2 years of building up. 13 plus countries. Why the fuck do you think for 1 minute that if I decide to go fucking be a double Dutch champion that my motherfucking people wouldn't fucking support me? Why the fuck do you think that? Make it make sense. These motherfuckers be looking at me like, how she do it? Because I've been doing it for 2 years. See, here's what's tea. And this is honestly, this is a gem for anybody that's starting, growing, or establishing. And if you're established, you know this, hopefully. I don't do clout. And I've always stand by this. I don't do the paid promos. I don't do the, oh, this person has a certain following, so let me work with them so I can. No, I do authenticity. Everything I build from the ground up is authentic. People fuck with me because they really fuck with me. People fuck with me because they love me. They like me. They love what I do. I didn't pay for these followers. I didn't pay for this promotion. I didn't pay to be seen somewhere. I don't gotta do that. I don't gotta fucking do that. And I promise you, when you do that shit, nobody fuck with you. You just another motherfucking sticky tab or another motherfucking post that these little promo, like, you don't think motherfuckers know? Think about it. These big ass accounts that be out here and y'all motherfuckers be paying promo, you don't think that you just like everybody else that pays for promo? Why the fuck would I really give a fucking fuck with you? That's a roll of the dice. I stand in authenticity. I'd rather be real. I'd rather be myself. I'd rather genuinely love what I do. That's how you attract people. That's how you get people to really fuck with you. That's why when I go on my lives, for example, I'm not out here with the Cash App like, yo, oh, pay me. No, I genuinely get on there because I love to do what I do. That's why when you look at my pricings for readings, I don't fucking sit here and charge the world and dance them. No, because I love what I do. And you can ask anybody that's ever even had a reading with me. I have a timer, yes, but I've gone over with some people because they just fucking need it. A lot of us, we don't even see the value in building these connections because it's a fucking numbers game, and I get it. Men lie, women lie, numbers don't. I get it, but fuck that. I'd rather take my fucking time. It's been 2 years in the making. And I can tell you right now that even right now, sitting with the motherfucking followers I got, the listens I got, that was 2 years it took. And I'm grateful. And I will forever take my time with this shit. Because at the end of the day, I'll tell you one thing though, I'm not losing followers. I'm not losing listeners. I'm fucking up. You motherfuckers be out here paying for shit and trying to get these numbers and niggas don't even fuck with you. Y'all motherfuckers be sitting here with these 30,000 fucking K followers and you're getting like 200-300 likes. You're fraudulent. Flip side of shit too is some of you motherfuckers can't grow because you're in some energy that's just trash. Some of you motherfuckers don't even realize your aura is dark. People don't fuck with you because you're fucking negative. And I said this before, and I'm gonna say this shit again. I don't understand how people really think for 1 minute that if they're on some dark shit, that they're really gonna get any light. You have to let light in to get light, period. Most of you motherfuckers are so pessimistic, comparing, hating, evil shit in your heart and spirit, and then you really wanna try to win. How? You're not gonna fucking win. And all jokes aside, outside of this part of it, I'ma say this shit because I'll say it wholeheartedly. Anybody that fucking crosses me because I'm divine as fuck, I don't see how you think you're gonna win. If anything, no lie, and I mean this shit because I don't give a fuck if y'all say, oh my God, she's feeling herself. I don't care. To fuck with me is a privilege. And I promise you, anybody that fucks with me in my circle is fucking up. It's fucking light. Anybody that knows that if you've been to my friend, new or old, is fucking up. And it's nothing but love and light in this motherfucker. And it's a privilege. Just like it's a privilege for me to share space with anybody that's in my tribe. I see the value in everybody. But I know my fucking value. And I'm gonna speak on that shit. But also too, I don't know how people think for 1 second that they're gonna cross people that are divine, that are pure-hearted, that are fucking light, with love, and think for 1 minute that they're gonna fucking win. No, you're gonna be stuck. You're gonna stay stuck. And no matter how much I fucking share you, support you, motherfuckers will only fuck with you if you have love and light. And you don't represent that. Some of y'all motherfuckers need a spiritual bath. Some of you motherfuckers need an aura bath. Some of you motherfuckers need to heal your chakras. Some of you motherfuckers need fucking therapy. Figure your shit out. Motherfuckers don't fuck with you because when they go to your page, you look angry. You look dark. All your pictures are dark. You work in dark light. Like, come the fuck on. What the fuck do you expect? And I don't give a fuck how many followers I get to and I keep sharing your ass. Just because they follow you because they fuck with me. But let's see, did they really watch your shit? No, because you ain't loving light. And eventually people have to start to realize like, yo, if you're being stagnant somewhere, look at your fucking self. Stop being mad at the next motherfucker that knows how to elevate, that knows how to grow, that knows how to fucking heal and do their fucking work. Do that shit for yourself. You motherfuckers be sitting here so fucking mad, playing the victim. Nobody wants to support me. It's so hard. Like, no. Sit the fuck down and heal. That ass. Anyway, that's all I have for my clear to air. In closing, the purpose behind today's episode really is just to show light. Like, it's exhausting, yes. But this here is a lesson even in me. Because I need to be more tapped in. And more importantly, one thing I would say in that situation, circumstance with that friend, is that at the first drop of her hating ass ways, I should have called that bitch out on it. Instead, I pulled back the energy and I was like, let me just peep it or let me just deal with her at arm's length. And it's like, I'm not doing that no more. If a motherfucker ain't clapping for me, I'm calling you out on that shit. And actually, what's your problem? Are you bothered by my light? Okay, so go fix yourself and let's take space until you get to a space where you're more secure within yourself to brighten your light and appreciate my light because I don't got time for that. I am no longer going to share space with people who are uncomfortable with my success, with my light. No longer. That is a you fucking problem that I don't even want you in my fucking energy. Because motherfuckers be out here praying for your downfall. Motherfuckers be out here sending you the evil eye. Motherfuckers be out here comparing you. Motherfuckers be trying to keep you stuck. No thank you. You need to get the fuck out. Go heal. And for those of y'all that's on the flip side of this shit, who has to deal with people like this, just speak up. The one advice I can say, because I didn't do this shit and I waited for months to do it, is just speak on it. Say that shit. And that's where I'm at now. I'm like, yo, at the end of the day, when I peep some shit, I'm just going to speak on it. I don't give a fuck who get uncomfortable. Because you know what? When you acting like that, you making me uncomfortable. So I might as well make us both uncomfortable and say some shit. Like dead ass, you know? At the end of the day, all jokes aside, to my people out there that are creators, business owners, mothers, friends, whatever lane you're trying to do, just keep doing it. And I think one thing I had to sit with myself and realize is that, you know, I'm at a space now where I'm growing and I really do. I'm going to start stepping out into the public more. And I know. And I'm going to say it here. Actually, I'm going to call it because I'm manifesting this. My name will be in Times Square on a billboard, period. And that's where I'm headed. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm calling it here because I know it's going to happen. And the thing is that I know for a fact that with me going up and all the amazing things I'm doing and all the amazing things that's gonna happen for me, that this is part of it. And I'm okay with it. And I know for a fact there's probably gonna be more people, worse people, shit, probably people in the business. Either way though, it's one and done on this side, you know? I have really no interest in waiting to see if people are going to support me or not, appreciate my light or not. Instead, I'd rather just take space. Hear me out though. I'm in no way cutting ties with anybody. I do feel like us as humans, and hear me out, this is a real gem. This is a real gem. I have no interest in cutting ties with people because ultimately, like, these people that were at one point in my tribe, I have a lot of love for. And, you know, as we ascend and we grow, sometimes people get left behind. But wholeheartedly, I do feel like we are human. And just as I've gone through a transformation, other people can do the same. I feel like as long as people are meeting me in their transformative state and they have the actions to back the words and what they're saying, I would be open to allowing that space and for them to come fill it. I would be very much open, you know? But also, too, I'm going to use discernment. You know, it's going to be a process. It's going to have to take its time, you know? But for right now, yeah, like, I got a major space right now between me and this person. And I'll be real, though, I don't even think that motherfucker could ever come into that space. But, and I don't give a fuck, all jokes aside. But either way, though, you know, realest shit somebody ever told me before was, you know, again, like, you know, people love you enough, they're going to fill the gap. And so that's where I'm at with it. It's like, I'm always going to just take the space. And, you know, it's your choice on how you want to fill it or not. If you don't want to fill it, I'm fine with that, too. I'm not losing any sleep at night. I still got my bonnet on. I still smoke my hookah. I'm good. This is what it is, you know? But, yeah. Anyway, I definitely thank you guys so much for tapping into my Clitier / anniversary episode. Super grateful again for you guys just tapping in, being patient. And I really hope you guys love today's episode as well. Really quickly, I just wanted to get on here and officially announce. May 17th, I have a single coming out called Come and Talk to Me. This process when it comes to Come and Talk to Me has been a process. But I'm just so excited. I think you guys are gonna love it. You know, I made this song about 2 months ago, and actually I think this is probably gonna be one of my most creative songs. I put a lot of energy into this song. I put a lot of creative pieces in this song. So I'm just so excited to share it. I actually have some cover art that's gonna be dropping next week. So we're gonna be fucking flooding IG with all the promo for the next 2 weeks in May. Kicking off May real nice and hot and spicy. So I'm just fucking excited. But yeah, May 17, Come and Talk to Me, it's coming out. The other thing I wanted to mention really quickly is that I actually have a jingle coming out for my tarot reading. Yes, I actually have a nice jingle coming out. So I mean, we got something really dope for you. For those of you that follow me on IG, you'll know that I'll actually be in New York May 20th through the 25th. And it's gonna be so dope because we're actually gonna be shooting a video for this. And it's very, very nostalgic. It's very 90s. I think you guys are gonna appreciate it. So I'm just really excited. So again, May 17, Come and Talk to Me. In May, I'm not gonna give you an official drop date on the jingle, but the jingle will be on all platforms. It will be on iTunes, it will be on Spotify. Everything will be on all platforms. So that way you guys can tap in on IG or even if you wanted to stream it. But yeah, those are my exciting announcements. As we get kind of closer to the summertime, I will announce my bigger project that's coming out real soon. I'm just fucking excited. So that's where I'm at. But anyway, so thank you guys so much for supporting the podcast. Thank you so much for your donations. Thank you so much for just tapping in. If you booked a reading with me before, if you come to the live, if you just fucking press play, if you listen to my music, I'm just so grateful for you guys. Thank you so much. And I will catch you guys in the next one.